There is one thing that I really want. What I want is a digital character to move exactly like a human. Well, just copy it then, right? Do a little motion capture with the sensors on the human body, record it running, jumping, reading papers, and then copy it within a computer program. Well, unfortunately, that is impossible. Okay, why? Well, this motion capture data shows you what you need to do, but it does not tell you how. You see, these virtual characters have muscles and joints, and to copy these movements, you would need to come up with the forces and torques exerted everywhere at every time instance to be able to mimic it. Oh man, that is hard, really hard. But this amazing paper from 2018 could already do that. It was called Deep Mimic, and goodness, this, am I seeing correctly? This really is able to match the reference motions superbly. Is that a word? I don't know. I don't care. We talked about this work approximately 500 videos ago. Yes, I heard you. I heard what you just said. And the answer is yes, we've been around that long. Almost 1,000 paper videos now. Okay? Deep Mimic. This worked by turning motion imitation into a video game, where every joint, angle, and contact had its own little score counter. The controller played this game over and over, tweaking its moves through endless retries until it learned how to rack up the maximum score, which is the perfect imitation of the motion capture performance. And boy, does it look perfect in places. But it got better. It worked on a bunch of different body morphologies as well. And you could even do the favorite pastime of the computer graphics researcher, throwing boxes at it. For how long? Well, until it collapses, of course. You could even do some art direction where you would ask it to dance a bit more vigorously. Yes, more life, more energy. Oh, baby, it looks terrible, but I still love it. And now you're tired after doing all this kung fu. Yep, that one checks out too. So, is this work perfect? It sure seems so. Well, it is not. Here is a dirty little secret, but don't tell anyone. So here's the problem. Every single one of those little score counters in Deep Mimic had to be designed and tuned by hand. Oh, you had to decide exactly how many points to give for a matching knee angle, how harshly to punish a wobbly torso, and how much to care about foot placement versus balance. Change the motion, or even switch to a robot body, and suddenly all your scores are wrong again. So you spend days turning invisible dials just to get something that doesn't collapse into a breakdancing mess. Just to get a flavor of the paper, you have to optimize these joint rotations, velocities, root velocity, and effectors that describe where hands and feet should go, and center of mass. Yum 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 yum. Tastes great, but man, that's a lot to optimize. And you have to do it by hand, manually. Oof. This system is held together by duct tape and the tears of PhD students. There's got to be a better way. And that's where this new paper, ADD, the Adversarial Differential Discriminator, comes in. Instead of hard coding hundreds of score counters, it introduces an AI judge that learns automatically what a perfect performance looks like. The system plays the same imitation game, but now, instead of manually juggling separate scores for elbows, knees, and toes, the judge gives a single verdict on how close the motion feels to the real human one. As training goes on, this judge gets smarter, focusing attention on the parts that still look off and pushing the character to refine them. So, previous Deep Mimic, lots of hand tuning. New ADD, single automatic AI judge. Okay, good. But does that help? They say this is better than Deep Mimic. Well, I'd like to see that. And? Well. I am not seeing that. With pink, we got Deep Mimic, the previous method, and with blue, ADD, the new technique. Both are nailing the problem, but it's not better. So, Have we been deceived by the marketing department again? I swear I'm not buying more car insurance. Okay, let's calm down and see if this next test is better. Here is the reference movement. A little parkour. Loving it. So, the previous AMP method does exactly what we feel like at the moment. Disqualified. Get out of here. And now, Deep Mimic is about to nail it as always. Wait a second. That's not it, sir. You need a little more carbohydrates before working out. Wow. It failed. And if you think this is a failure case, now check this out. Now, off with you. Eat a nutrition bar while we watch the reference motion to do the jump. Okay, got it? Got it. So now, start running and... Oof! Sir! Sir! Are you okay? Goodness! Failed again. Even worse. Now, hold on to your papers, fellow scholars, and let's see if the new technique with the AI judge is any better. And... Oh my goodness! They did it! And what about the climbing? Let's see. Absolutely nailed that too. Wow. The motions are really fluid and believable and physically correct. It controls all the joints correctly. That is really tough. And yes, I know what you want. You also want to see the earlier low energy EMP do the jump too. Your wish is now granted. Ain't no jumping here, brother. They don't pay me enough. And, believe it or not, it's going to get even better. Here's how. Dear fellow scholars, this is 2-Minute Papers with Dr. Károly Zsolnai Fehér. Dr. Carol. Oh, yeah! We still retain Deep Mimic's wonderful property of working on different body morphologies. I am starting to flip out. So, the crowd favorite, the walking sausage man. Not a problem. EDD does as well as hand-tuned techniques, but this one works automatically. It can control a robot too. It can fall and get up. It can do a variety of different behaviors. Karate! Jumping on one leg. Or walking an invisible dog. And at this point, I am so happy. This is basically me. So good, mother of papers. And here we also have an ablation study which takes out each individual puzzle piece that they invented and they show how the system breaks when you remove these individual puzzle pieces. In short, they show one by one that everything they invented here is indeed useful. Not just a soup of stuff that works, but they show that each piece is necessary. I still can't believe they've actually done it. Wow! And now, before I tell you about the limitations of this new method, look at this. Oh my goodness. Is this for real? This research paper is an absolutely marvelous piece of work, and nearly nobody is talking about it. Wait a minute. Not nearly nobody, actually nobody is talking about it. Let me try to help. So this is why I feel that talking about these research works is so important. It's a bit like saving endangered species. If we don't do it here, nobody does it. So please save a paper today, like this video, subscribe, hit the bell icon, and leave a really kind comment. Okay, so it's not flawless. Of course. Sometimes the AI judge gets confused on the flashier tricks. Instead of pulling off a smooth backflip, the poor thing just lies down and gives up halfway. It's a bit like a dance judge who judges the waltz really well, but freezes when the performer suddenly tries parkour. You know, still learning what graceful means when gravity is involved. Reminds me of an earlier paper where an AI player collapsed in a way that, get this, reprogrammed the mind of the other AI to lose. Insanity. But just think about it. AI systems now don't just imitate motion, they actually understand how we move around. And just 2 more papers down the line, and I am sure these digital creatures will learn to move with the same grace and intent as living ones. That is the first law of papers. Do not look at where we are, look at where we will be 2 more papers down the line. What a time to be alive! So, digital ninjas, motion shapers, smoother than your graphic shaders, subscribe to 2-Minute Papers. And I got to say, I can't stop playing with OpenAI's OpenGPT model through Lambda GPU Cloud. And as you see, I am doing very useful things with it. For science. Yes, this is actual speed. I can't believe that I can have more than 100 billion parameters running super, super fast here. Many of you fellow scholars are using it, and if you don't, make sure to check it out. It costs only a couple dollars per hour. Insanity! You can rent an NVIDIA GPU through lambda.ai/papers or click the link in the video description.